Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to Thanksgiving Day 2021. I'm your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with a Thanksgiving Day special show as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California IA, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, and there's a bunch of turkeys out tonight. All right, and they're going to go back inside because they're just a little bit on the cool side right now because, of course, it's down below 60 degrees, so that's coolness for Florida, where I'm at. It's 57, going to go down a little bit cooler tonight, but not where it was this morning. This morning it was downright, with the wind, it was downright miserable.
Wow.
Yeah, and we had some really cold temperatures north of us. We're going to get cold temperatures again tonight, a lot of 30s and a lot of temperatures near 32 degrees in Georgia, possibly the northern part of Florida, and about 40 miles north of me, it'll be in the 40s. So, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight we'll be spending some time with a special guest in the studio.
Yes, that's right.
And our special guest wants to chime in right now, so here we go. Okay. Yes, that's the gobbler. The old gobbler himself is making a special appearance tonight.
All right. Well, as it should be, because it is Turkey Day.
Yes, for some.
And as a matter of fact, Captain, you know, we've already had some happy Thanksgivings come in to us here at the show. We've heard from Mark. We've also heard from Cheryl and also from Richard the Marine, who says happy Thanksgiving and Semper Fi, and Mark and Cheryl as well, wishing happy Thanksgiving. And so we appreciate that very much.
Yep. And I'd like to take this opportunity to give thanks and blessings to everyone this Thanksgiving 2021. We've got a lot to be thankful for. But at the same time, we need to realize some real hard truths. Now, Joe Biden's reckless economic policies have led to this record inflation, and we're paying the price for Thanksgiving. For example, the price for a 15-pound turkey was up some 27%. A pumpkin pie was up 17%. A 3-pound bag of russet potatoes was up 13%. A 2-pound bag of carrots was up 47%. Apples were up 6.7%. Cranberries were up 5.2%. And biscuits were up 4.8%. Many, of course, are struggling to try to make the traditional family Thanksgiving fest.
That's very true, Captain. And it seems that only in Joe Biden's America are you going to have TV people tell you how, well, don't complain. You can probably afford it, or you should be able to, or whatever it is. But, but those percentages that you just rattled off make a big difference to a lot of people across the highways and byways.
Yeah, and for all of this, folks, you can thank one person. The person is not taking responsibility for anything that's going on, and that's Joe Biden, for the most expensive Thanksgiving meal in history. And you can also give thanks for having your health, of course, and for knowing that we, the people, will be coming to the voting booths in 2022 to take our country back. We're over all this mess.
Well, we really are. And we're now on a real new trajectory, I think, voting-wise. And because, Captain, it's not just going to be Republicans versus Democrats or those kinds of things. It's Americans who have simply had enough with the inflation, with the border policy, with the debacle in Afghanistan, and the ongoing issues that this president continues to bring upon us and has no clue, evidently, how to change. So, yes, that's right. We're going to the voting box.
Right. Yep. And God bless and God save America from the destructive forces at work on the left side of the aisle. And certainly I think we can get an amen out of everybody on that one, right?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Even our friend.
Well, that's right. Because, Captain, a lot of these policies that are being pushed by the far left, so many people across the country are seeing exactly what they're all about. They know that they're incompatible with our basic American values. Again, transcends party affiliation. This is going to be a very, very good time to be an American, because we're going to see a lot of the people just come together, whether or not they agree on this or that in the grand sense, or taxation, or this or that on the details. They agree on one thing. I think they do agree that we need to be free, and we've got to stop people who keep trying to take that away from us.
Well, as we go to break from the free state of Florida, I want to say we are very thankful for our great Governor Ron DeSantis and the good things that are coming. More good things were announced yesterday. I'll get into all that as we move along. Kyle, hold on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our Thanksgiving Day edition program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, on this portion of the program. Brought to you by my friends over at MyPillow.com, the website, MyPillow.com. By the way, Mike Lindell is having a 96-hour broadcast over there on frankspeech.com for the Thanksgiving Day festivities and whatnot. Might want to check that out, and because it is on your computer, and see what it is that he's doing. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, we do things a little different here. We're going to tell you they got all sorts of things that are there with ridiculously, insanely low prices, and that it says, here's the price with your promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Captain is the promo code. Now, they also have a radio listener specials page where when you click onto that, you're going to find even more items with even more low prices, lower than some of what's on the home page. So, again, promo code will be Captain. Now, you can also call them and place your order because maybe you don't want to get involved with the possibility of getting hacked on a computer and all that. But their number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You'll get a live person. You'll be able to ask questions, get answers, and order whatever it is that you'd like. So, MyPillow.com is the website. The promo code is always going to be Captain on anything that you want to get the reduced deep prices. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is always Captain. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We're going to go to the phone line. We've got John in Sarasota on the line. So, good morning, John. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, we're talking about taking back our country, and we're talking about taking back the election. I'm a little confused in the sense that if the election is fraudulent that we lost, and we have supporting evidence to such a situation, how are we going to take this back if supposedly 80 million people voted for President-elect Biden? What is going to persuade these people when they knew what was coming with this man as president? I mean, you got these tree-hugging people here talking about how, you know, we need electric cars, we need to, you know, shut the Keystone Pipeline down, no create any jobs. So, you know, hope is the anticipation of a favorable outcome, but you need to take an action. And I'm a little lost about that. So, you know, I'm all for it, but, you know, there's a lot of semantics in politics, and it goes well beyond talk. And, you know, I don't understand. So maybe you could help me.
Yeah, we'll give you a shot here. Okay, first of all, Kyle, the Biden administration is blaming everybody but themselves for all the problems we're having right now. When it comes to the oil and the border, it's Donald Trump's fault because he didn't understand what he was doing, and he created a problem much worse than what it was, when in fact he solved the problems.
Well, that's exactly right. This is a tactic, basically, that we see with the Biden administration.
Deflect.
Right, almost on a daily basis, the idea that, well, this is Donald Trump's fault. The border crisis, Donald Trump's fault. And it goes on and on from there. Because they know, Captain, that a lot of these sayings are going to be distributed through social media. It's not going to necessarily be checked out. They're hoping nobody actually tries to check it out, because if they did, they'd figure out the truth pretty quickly. But also to what John is talking about in the call, number one, I think that there's always going to be a hardcore of people who are going to vote for somebody like Biden, and in that sense, they're not going to change. But there were some people who did vote for Biden who I think will never do so again,
right,
or vote for those policies again, because they see the destruction that happened. And then also, of course, whatever election fraud there may be, and there always is some kind of election fraud, it's when that's overwhelmed, when the people are on a mission, shall we say, to go out and vote because they know something has to change. That's part of what's going to be going on.
Well, number one, there has to be more of us involved than them. That's number one. Number two, we know where the problems are. We've been listening to the states making changes that had the problems to begin with. It's been done in some cases very quietly because the Democrats don't want their people to know what the Republicans are up to, because they think they can come back and sneak something else in there. But where they're going to get caught is they've added tens of thousands of poll watchers to the mix. And that is going to be the eyes and the ears of the nation that they didn't have before. And having worked in an election and having watched what went on, it was the poll watchers and the people that were floating around that kept the election honest in our state of Florida.
Well, right. And then also we saw a good example of that in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, not too long ago, where you had a lot of poll watchers.
They had 3,000 Republican poll watchers in Virginia for this last election.
That's right, because it's easier to monitor it real time than it is to try to go back and file lawsuits and stuff like that.
Right, and this is going to be the answer. If they want to play dirty, we have to play dirty, and we have to catch them at their own game. We have to watch them. Now, there's been other cameras that have been added in certain places and whatnot. They've changed some voting machines. They've gotten rid of the whatever the hell they were, I can't remember the name now, it doesn't matter, but they've replaced these voting machines, some of them, with some other machines in different states and areas where they were having problems, and that's all part of the fix, and they're not done fixing yet, are they?
Well, no. And so you're going to have kind of a double whammy. You're going to have these things that are being put back the way they should be, or these security things in place. And then also you're going to have the overwhelming, growing crowd that's going to say, we've got to change this. I mean, people are concerned about the money that they are seeing float out the window, because they have to pay so much for everything. And then they don't even get a lot of the things they're trying to find because of the shortages and all that.
And then coming over the next few months, before the midterm elections, are these lawsuits that were brought forth about the laws that were changed at the last minute and things were done that weren't supposed to be able to be done constitutionally and all that stuff. Those challenges are working their way through the courts right now.
Well, yes, they are. They are. So, and this will all go together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what the important takeaway is the idea that, you know, we're building up confidence across the land with the American people. I think that that they can really actually affect a real change and deliver a message at the voting booth to these far left, the down with America squad people and this kind of stuff. We see you as for what you are, a fringe element with these ludicrous ideas,
right,
and so forth.
Yeah. And if you continue to pay attention to the mainstream media, the ABCs, the CBSs, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the NBCs, and what they're saying, if you continue to pay attention to that, then of course you're going to be confused. Turn off those channels. Block them from your television and go to the where you can get the honest-to-God news and know you're getting it.
Well, that's right. One thing that the media does understand to a great degree is ratings. They understand. If people just start tuning out and finding legitimate news sources and so forth, that they'll eventually figure out they've got to start changing their ways if they want to get the eyeballs or the ears back.
Yeah. Now, the jury yesterday in Brunswick, Georgia, found all three defendants guilty of the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, and of course, that's not a surprise. I'm not surprised the verdict went that way. I think it was a good verdict. And of course, Joe Biden said that the three murder convictions in the Arbery case show how far we have to go in the fight for racial justice. Now, in the meantime, Kamala Harris and the DNC have vowed to dismantle the systemic racism in the wake of the Arbery case verdict. We hear this over and over and over again.
Well, they have their canned responses ready to go no matter what the verdict was going to be. But I'm like you, Captain. I totally expected there to be, and this really was a clean sweep, guilty verdicts that were, I think, the right verdicts in this trial. Given what we know about this, and especially the videotape, there are so many times where those people had a chance to stop what they were doing, walk away, and they didn't do it. And it's a sad tragedy that Ahmaud Arbery was killed.
And they did hunt that guy down, unfortunately, and that was very obvious for anybody that watched it. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, Ron Edwards will be around hour number four this morning. Here's his little exit.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Network, and you're listening to the Captain at Peace on America's Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On a week when many people are traveling, including by air, the nation's attorney general is directing federal prosecutors to focus on federal crimes that happen on commercial airliners. AG Merrick Garland saying that he's got to answer the spree of violent outbursts that's been reported on planes around the nation lately, saying the Justice Department is concerned about this sudden rise in criminal behavior on planes, which he says puts passengers, flight crews, and attendants in danger. Some breaking news out of New York City, where a suspect's in custody after two NYPD officers were shot in the Bronx earlier this evening. The two are now at a hospital expected to recover.
Today I'm nominating Shalonda Young to be OMB director.
Currently acting director of Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young would be the first black woman to ever run the OMB if she's confirmed by the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You've found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Thanksgiving Day edition. And we are broadcasting, of course, from our flagship station in Tampa, Florida, around the country and around the world. It is currently 56 degrees here. I know it's cold to the north of us, going all the way up there towards the Midwest and whatnot. So we hope that you're staying as warm as you can. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And, of course, Relief Factor is a product that I take and have taken religiously for going on more than 6 years. Now, it is a daily part of my integrated health plan that helps me with my response to the inflammation, the pain that I have in certain parts of my body, especially the left leg, ankle, of my original injury from the World Trade Center, and then some other injuries that have developed into arthritis or rheumatism or bursitis, as the case may be. But because of the natural ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, I was able to kick Mobic and Plexaril, two prescription drugs, which had some side effects. I got rid of it. And, of course, the Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. Now, those ingredients I just told you about, 100% botanical and fish oil products, are made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So you're taking something that's good for you instead of something that's just going to dull the pain or dull your senses or make you dizzy or whatever. And again, this is 100% drug-free. Now, you can try out the 1995 three-week quick start. That's what it costs to get started in 1995 by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out, and you'll be able to find out what tens of thousands of other people have found out, and that's simply the product works and it takes care of their problems. All right, Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have breaking news coming out of Somalia. What is it?
Well, Captain, we understand that earlier a large explosion outside of a school in the capital of Somalia, which is Mogadishu, has killed at least five people. Some at least 15 other people were wounded, according to the reports, and they were rushed to a hospital nearby. We understand that the terror group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for this.
Yeah, now Al-Shabaab is a bad bunch of dudes because they initially came out as the Al-Qaeda affiliate there, and then they got themselves wrapped up with ISIS, and they actually now represent both of those groups. I've seen them with ISIS flags, I've seen them with Al-Qaeda flags when they've had pictures taken of them, but they are really a bad, bloodthirsty group, very bad.
They are, and Captain, this explosion, we understand, occurred just outside of a school there in Mogadishu. According to Al-Shabaab, in a statement that they issued, they were targeting what they call Western officials being escorted by the African Union peacekeeping convoy.
At a school.
At a school. According to the reports, the school was shredded in many ways, with, of course, the five deaths. And the 15 people that we know of at this point that were wounded. But according to an eyewitness there, there was actually a private security company that was escorting the officials. But again, this is from this group that evidently does not care that that they did this at a school or near a school. So it just goes to show the absolute heinous nature of what they've done.
Now, we had a couple of things surface yesterday about the January 6th rally. Number one, the January 6th panel, the congressional panel, admitted that the subpoena issued to some of the folks contained misinformation, but they haven't updated the correct information to the public so they can see that the subpoenas are asking for the right information from these people.
Well, that seems only reasonable to have accurate information on something like that. Absolutely.
And then January 6th rally goers have described intimidating visits from the FBI. And to them I say, well, what were you expecting, cookies?
Well, it's very serious when the FBI is investigating something. And so that's right. One particular story that has come out about this, someone who claims they were not at the Capitol, that they actually went home after the rally with Donald Trump where he had had spoken and they actually went home, but maybe mistaken for somebody else at the Capitol. But that's how investigations have to play out, though, in many respects as well. So, obviously, anybody who did something that was illegal or wrong, the FBI is going to continue to investigate. That's what they do.
Well, they have the cameras, and they have witnesses, and they have names,
yep.
And they have credit card, this, that, and the other. So that's how they've been taking care of these people. All right, now, another flash mob smash and gab. Or grab, rather, this time in L.A., is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain, and this happened at the Nordstrom at the Westfield Topanga and the Village Shopping Center. This is in Canoga Park. This is in the L.A. area. We understand that there was another flash mob that came in grabbing high-end handbags, from what we understand. But this is a new part of this, though, Captain. Before, in Walnut Creek, we understood that someone had been, well, actually, they hurt a couple of the clerks there at the store, which shows a propensity for violence. But this report, Captain, shows that a chemical substance, quote unquote, we don't know what that substance is, was used to debilitate a security guard, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. So showing an escalation in what these flash mobs are doing, these criminals, organized criminals that are coming in to these stores, well prepared, evidently.
So it wasn't like mace or something like that.
Well, they haven't identified it yet, but obviously it goes to show the brazen quality that's there. This takes a lot of planning, and in the case of some of these different ones that we've seen, you know, they have the getaway cars waiting outside, so this is a large, broad-based conspiracy among many individuals, which I think begins to really fit the definition of organized crime. I think that you'll see them begin to go after them as such.
Well, it certainly sounds like it from where I'm sitting, but you know, we'll just hope for the best. But this is continuing all around the San Francisco area, and now it's starting to expand around the L.A. area.
That's true, and even in Costa Mesa, which is not too far away from where I am in Southern California, at the upscale South Coast Plaza Shopping Center, you had armed men come into a patio dining area for a restaurant called Seasons 52 and tell everybody to get on the ground and try to make off with valuables. So again, and this was at 7:15 in the evening, people eating dinner. So again, the brazen quality is escalating.
Yeah, and there was an 82-year-old man who got beaten in New York City. They watched him go in and buy a bunch of things and whatnot. He went to the store to get some stuff, and then he went over to buy some what looked like gifts or whatnot, went to his car, and about 15 or 20 of them surrounded the car, busted the windows, and proceeded to beat him to a pulp.
That's horrible. This is along the lines of the follow-home robberies. We're seeing more reports about this, where if you're observed buying things or coming from the stores or coming from the bank, people will follow people home, especially elderly, and then they, of course, believe they can rob you. So this is an escalation. It's a disturbing new development, and certainly law enforcement has its hands full trying to identify who these people could be.
Yeah, somebody's... Steve is asking me if I have a YouTube channel. No, I don't. I'm not even interested in YouTube at all under any circumstances. To me, it's a waste of time.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, there's a lot of issues on that can happen on YouTube.
Of course there is. And if you put something out there, if they don't like, they're going to block your stream.
You know, there are some YouTubers that have some pretty interesting programs, sometimes regarding entertainment or reviews and things like that. They have to be very careful the words that they use, otherwise they'll become demonetized.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens a lot, even to talk about things like the coronavirus and stuff like that. They'll get you for that.
And this is a radio show, imagine that, a radio show, a very novel idea, whose time has not expired. It's still alive and well and doing well, because many people that are out on the road driving right now or in their vehicles for whatever reason are listening to their radio because they can't watch a television.
That's right.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, we're going to have some pretty good stuff to play here. Kathy's going to take you to the break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm high.
foreigner, hot-blooded. That should go over the cold weather, right, Kyle?
Yes, absolutely. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was one of their big all-time hits. So I'm going to read a little something here about the weather, and I'm going to turn it over to Kyle because we do have some things going on out yonder way. There's a critical fire weather conditions now or forecast for Southern California through Friday. We're not really concerned about that because the other problem we're going to have is we do have some wet weather with some snow attached to it up there in Washington State, and there's even some of that going on down in California, believe it or not. And Kyle is going to tell you what's going on out west, but we got plenty going on east, so go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we are tracking a new atmospheric river event that's going to bring in some heavy rain and, of course, snow in the higher elevations to the Pacific Northwest as we go through the next few days or so. But this rain could be even in the vicinity of 5 to 8 inches and could also mean that we're going to see some minor flooding from some of the rivers. So we've been watching these atmospheric river events almost one after the other, so a little respite right now, but that's going to be coming in here over the next few days. But of course, as you mentioned, we are watching the red flag warning here in Southern California. I can attest to that because we are getting very high gusty winds. These are known as the Santa Ana winds, and they can be 40 to 50 miles per hour with gusts up to at least 60 or 65 as well. We also in California have what looks to be a frost advisory up near San Francisco, Santa Rosa. This is going to go down the coast through Salinas all the way down to San Luis Obispo where it becomes a freeze warning. And we also have dense fog again on California 99 just north of Bakersfield up through Fresno up just a little bit north of Merced. So you may be driving in some of that tonight if you're out on the road. Kingman, Arizona, also freeze warning as well. And high wind warnings, high wind watch up near Cheyenne, Wyoming, also Elk Mountain as well. High winds also in parts of northern Montana, just north of the Great Falls. Fourth of July pass right now, reading at 29 degrees, and it looks like you're going to have, look like it have maybe some snowy conditions on Wednesday. Thursday, maybe cloudy, but rain returning. It looks like on Friday, so be careful if you're coming through that area.
All right, well, we have some unsettled conditions that are causing some rain way down along the Texas border there, McAllen, Brownsville, and then up through the Dallas Metroplex to the east. There's this front coming across that's got rain in it. It's got some thunderstorms in it. Some could be severe, could see some other stuff going on. We do have the Gulf stirred up right now with some high waves and rip currents, if you will, all the way up to Houston at the moment. Now, that's going to start moving over to the east over today and tomorrow. And by tomorrow, it'll be over somewhere near the panhandle of Florida, and we'll see what happens then. We do have some windy conditions down in Key West. We do have some windy conditions off West Palm. We do have, some offshore windy conditions all the way from Savannah, Georgia, all the way up to the Chesapeake Bay. Then it kind of goes out about 100 miles from shore and then picks up again around New Jersey. You've got some onshore winds tonight that are in the 30 to 35 mile an hour range. Could be some stronger gusts. And then that takes you up to Long Island, wraps you around Cape Cod. And that's what we got going on. In the meantime, we do have some snow in the extreme northern part of New Hampshire tonight. It decided to snow up there in one little area, which is probably the higher elevations from what I'm looking at here. We do have some windy conditions along the shoreline going up I-95 to Nova Scotia. And then moving back into the Great Lakes as we have this front come across and the winds start to once again churn up there in the upper Great Lakes area. We're going to get some lake effect snow, certainly probably tonight and tomorrow. There'll be patches of it there upstate New York, again, over on Lake Erie besides Lake Ontario, and then the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we have some unsettled conditions with some snow starting to kick in right now up there. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Flying J and the pilot that brings us the Truckers Highway Bible Report.
Well, absolutely. Folks, don't forget, stop into the pilot of Flying J on your way throughout the highways and byways, and don't forget to join the Drivers Club. And get this, folks, especially for pro drivers,
yep.
You can earn 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills instead of just the 2 points that you might get elsewhere. So that's a really good deal. And you can also track your points using the My Rewards Plus app that you can download from their website, pilotflyingj.com, or from the Apple Store, the App Store, or from the Google Play Store as well. And you're going to be able to save more money. You'll be able to track your points, get other great offers. As well, and so you can join the Drivers Club either online through the app or on site when you stop in to the Pilot or Flying J.
And if you get the Pilot or Flying J fuel card, all the points are added to the card. Every time you fuel up, your fuel receipt will show you the points that you've got and how you're doing and where you can use them and all that sort of stuff. So that could also save you some money and some hassle there, too, the Pilot and the Flying J fuel card. It's an advantage maker, and you'll get a lot of different deals in the store, trucker store, because of it. So there you go. All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I was simply going to say, and don't forget, the brand new Flying J opened up in Fawcett, Missouri.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep, and that's...
It's a pilot. Excuse me, it's a pilot.
Well, it's still a big deal.
Yep.
All right, now hold that thought, Kyle, because we are going to be going to break, and folks, when we come back from the break, top of the hour break, we'll be back in hour number two. We've got, on this Thanksgiving Day, a lot of different things going on, so... I hope you can stick with us for a while because more news coming your way, news that you probably won't hear anywhere else this morning.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
That's right. Don't go anywhere because we are coming right back to Captain's America Third Watch. Gobble, gobble.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.